Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to the texters right away.
Love the fade out. That's a new aspect of that.
Let's go. What would Adam's stage name be as a mime? That's an excellent question.
Well, it's got to be French, right? Obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Why are the French? Is it just Marcel Marceau?
Marcel Marceau.
We got it. Can you name, forget $100,000, name another French mime?
I can't name another mime of any culture.
I can't either. Yeah, I have no idea.
Mimin's Money, let's go. Billy Crystal and Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap. I have not watched them. We're filming another one right now, I think.
Are they really?
Yes. Good. You got a name?
Are you in discomfort?
So many. How about Andre the Giant? When he's swimming right there. This is just such a brilliant movie. Well, we talked about this.
Oh, you're talking about Princess Bride.
Princess Bride and Spinal. Okay. I'm combining both. But Spinal, they are filming another one. Michael McKean. What is Michael McKean's peak role? So good. Is it still just...
Lenny.
Is it still that?
No.
Right? I mean... Probably.
I don't know. David St. Hubbins is pretty good. I mean, although he was in a lesser role, but like in Best in Show.
Phenomenal.
So good.
Phenomenal.
And I mean, Charles McGill, come on.
In Saul, he's amazing. I wish he was in it longer in Saul, but then how it all happened.
Also, you remember he was the band leader playing a harp with Jiminy Glick. He played a harp, right?
Forgot
the Jiminy Glick show, which was that Comedy Central?
Yes, it was.
God, yes, Jiminy Glick, so fantastic. Adam, I just found out that the family I'm joining for Thanksgiving this year does not allow TV. Therefore, no football on Thanksgiving. Should I skip it and stay home?
Yes.
Do you know? You know the second game? Cowboys-Giants. You okay. Really need to watch that game? Who are the Lions playing? I have no idea. Hopefully somebody good. Right? Harrigan, do you know?
And it's the Pack and Dolphins, correct?
Pack and Dolphins at night at
come on.
Lambeau.
Falcons?
Da Bears.
Oh. Well.
That's okay.
Yeah. Caleb Williams.
Northern Division Collision, I like to call it.
You can take
the Norris Division.
You can take any of the four quarterbacks in the NFC North for not next year, okay, but for the next 5 years, okay? Because you got to give JJ a year of experience, right, and another year for Caleb. So you can have for the next 5 years Goff, Caleb, Love, or 12-year-old looking. Okay.
Yes.
Not playing, right. But he looks 11. J.J. McCarthy. Who is your selection?
It's not close. I'm taking Caleb Williams.
That dazzled.
I think there's a lot of talent there. Hot take.
Harrigan?
In a few hours, hopefully I'm going to take Daniel Jones.
Yeah. We're getting really, really excited about Daniel Jones. I'm hosting Thanksgiving. 17 guests coming.
Oof.
When can I start drinking?
Not too early. Because then you'll be Jamie Lee Curtis in The Bear.
Wow. Maybe I should have the family watch that episode.
Yeah.
Like, just to gather things around, you know?
Very calming episode.
Yes. 17 guests. Are you a part of a big or small Thanksgiving this year?
Maybe a dozen.
Dozen?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Just one location?
Sister-in-law's and then going to my sister's. Sister's much smaller.
Yep. We're going to Griffin's for about 20. And then my house for a much smaller gathering. Dave, what do you guys got going? One place, two places?
We had the first one Sunday. We had 18 at our house on my wife's side.
Stop. Okay, is that allowed, Adam Carter? 4 days before
yes.
Thanksgiving. Okay, a week, the previous week. Could he have? When's the cutoff for a pre-Thanksgiving Thanksgiving?
I think you have. I think you're okay in the month of November.
Get out of here. You cannot have a November 2nd yes, Thanksgiving sir. Gathering.
This Election is, slash Thanksgiving
this
party.
This is like Happy New Year in March. 5 days max. That's it. 5 days.
Okay. You met your window.
You fit the window.
Oh, God.
I know you can sleep easy.
Oh,
man.
Oh, boy. I was like, what will Chad think?
Saturday, Sunday before... And I'm going to give you 10 days after. I'm going to give you a little more leeway after.
No, leeway after. Then you're into Christmas
yes,
time.
Christmas
I mean, that's early. That's an early Christmas.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You know what Christmas time starts? December 15th. You know, okay. I know you like to.
Personal
I know like you to, like to swap.
I'm the one with the personal
calendar.
You're
sloppy. Okay. December 15th.
Slapidopolis.
Is when we think of Christmas. Okay, so would you have 100 there Sunday, you said?
It was 18 total, so 14 joining us four. But we'll have about the same amount, probably 18 to 20 at my aunt's house on Thursday.
Adam, reading all your texts. Keep them coming. 651-461-9226. Should Velveeta be considered real cheese?
No, but...
What? What is it? How's it not
cheese? Product.
Come on, he's wrong here, isn't he?
No, it doesn't mean I won't eat it, but I mean, there's cheese and then there's cheese product.
Dave, are you buying this lame?
He's looking it up for me.
Velveeta is cheese. It's a gross cheese. It's the cheese you have mainly when you're high or drunk or broke. That's pretty much your main criteria right there.
Or all three.
The ingredients in Velveeta include milk, water, whey, milk protein concentrate, milk fat, whey protein, sodium too phosphate, much. And then 2% of
sodium
you know, your
phosphate.
Salt and your
I mean,
calcium
come on.
Phosphate. And,
oh, I'm sure all cheese is just flawless.
You know, when I'm on my European cheese tour, I don't think I'm getting any sodium phosphate. That I can tell you.
Who will be Patrick Royce's turkey? Of the year. I've given it no thought.
I haven't either.
Joe Poled's going to be a strong, strong contender by answering a question to Jason DeRussia. Right?
How about his boss at the paper? The man who owns the paper.
Steve Grove?
Glenn. No, he's Team Glenn. And I think
doesn't mean he couldn't make him
a turkey. I think Glenn's won it before. I don't think he, has he come out decisively saying Glenn lied to A-Rod
well,
and Laura?
Just saying, it's been a mess.
It has been a mess, but, by the way, when are we getting that verdict? Hearing was 3-4 weeks ago, right? Shouldn't we get something? Or is there any buyers, if they lose to the Rockets, not, is there buyer's remorse? Maybe under 500.
I just think the poll ads is too easy. He could set us up by talking about ownership.
I think he'll maybe
and
he'd
go with the okie doke.
I think he might include all of them then. I don't think he'd go Glenn. That's my guess. Who else? Who else is not going KOC?
Are we convinced does it have to be sports adjacent at least?
Maybe it could be Coach.
Coach Walls. That's what I was thinking.
God, that'd be a good selection. But he's a diehard lefty.
Right.
Again, he can't answer a question about Ilhan's comment. Like, what the heck? Probably working the Trumpster, right? Work him in. Hey, other suggestions? Let's go. 651-461-9226. Back to Ask Adam Anything. in seconds with more sodium phosphate talk right here.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So Kathleen today picked up a Thanksgiving pie for the family. Okay, at a hoity-toity place, wasn't inexpensive, and she paid, and as she's walking out, she felt side eye because she didn't leave a tip. It was not a cheap pie, and they clearly were like staring, like looking and looking back at her. What do you say, Adam Carter? You call a place. So it's a fancy place. You get a pie. Prime time, right? The Tuesday before, that's a good time to do it. Do you leave it? I'll tell you, it was $40. So it's a nice pie.
Elizabeth.
Yeah.
That's a
good pie.
It's a good pie.
Yeah.
And if it's the person, like if it's a singular person who's baking said pies and like this is this person's.
Betty Crocker's right there.
Betty Crocker. Then I'm probably inclined to give a tip, but yeah. Boy, just picking up a pie, I mean.
I would have left $2-3. Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But not 20%.
No.
I got to throw in $8, Harrigan, knowing you? No chance, right?
Zero chance. I would have walked up to the counter and they said, that'll be 40. Excuse me?
Right.
I'll give you 30.
The average American gains how many pounds during the holidays? Did you see this?
No, I don't buy any of these stories, though.
So you're against journalism? Is that what you're saying? Former journalist? Now that you're flaming, hot take, no credibility, fly
yes,
from the
accurate.
Seat of your pants, all talk
accurate.
Show host?
Shoot from the hip?
Yeah.
Like over just the Thanksgiving or the holidays?
Holidays.
Okay.
With a
C. 6 pounds.
You nailed it.
Did I really?
You nailed it.
I'm a ballparker.
You're a ballparker.
I'm a tremendous ballparker.
Which are you? I don't buy any of it, but also to get it right, I'm a ballparker.
Yesterday, David said, this room's 50 feet. I said, it's 35. It was 32 feet. I'm a ballparker. Ballparking it.
Ballparking it. Back to the text. Is Sunny D orange juice then?
No.
Sunny D. Orange juice, any chance. Ask Adam anything. What two things would you be doing if nobody was watching?
That's
a very good question. What two things are you doing?
Oh,
you
man.
Sick, you know
you
what?
Sick son of a. Yeah. One sick puppy.
Yeah, we can't even say, by
I
the way.
I can't say on the
think
air
about
air.
It. We can't say the dictionary word of the year, too. Brad, I'm disappointed.
How many dictionaries are coming up with words of the year, though?
Well,
I mean, what is this?
I've literally never heard of this word.
There you go.
Okay. But it's not like I'm Mr. Webster. Famous Webster's the actor.
Emmanuel Lewis?
Yeah, the actor. Marvin Webster, great nickname. He used to block shots. So you know what his nickname was? The Human
Webster Slaughter.
The Human Eraser. Excuse me.
Hold
on. Michael McKinney.
Give me a
I mean, come on. That's a good Webster
nickname.
Slaughter, wide receiver, right?
Cleveland Browns, right?
Webster. Dave, you got a Webster for us.
Is that like Martell Webster? Was that a
Timberwolf player?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got nothing else.
Yeah. Just after I left, and I'm not that disappointed. I missed the Martell Webster
days.
That's
too bad.
I'm fine. You have nothing to say what you do when no one is looking. Was it the lobster providing you with some guidance?
No.
Or?
Probably just scratch in some place.
Okay. Thank you. Hey, Adam. Texter's here. Boxers, briefs, commando.
The answer is C, for commando.
Is that why you had to do that disgusting voice for us, too?
It's been quite liberating, I will say that.
Good. No wonder you're scratching. Macy's and NBC near a pact, wait for this, where they will own the parade on NBC for an average annual price. Guess how much? Annual price. $60 million. You took too long.
Oh, jeez.
It's up from $20 million.
What has happened to this country?
What has happened? I mean, now, Quentin loves it, so I record it, and we keep it. It's on your TV. Have you ever enjoyed any time at a parade outside
with
the
kids.
Girls were involved?
No.
Dave Harrigan.
Oh, wait, no, the Twins parade. Does that count?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Was that, what, 70, 80 years ago?
Close.
Were you on the scene for the
Wolves, or Lynx parade?
Lynx parade.
One of them, I think. I was at Target Center when they came into the Target Center, reporting live.
Yeah. We covered it right here. Yep. That's when we were the home of the Lynx.
Right on.
They should come back. All we did was win four titles on the station. I mean, what happened last year?
Yeah.
Of all the losers, they were first. Eric Webster, yes. Eric Webster, radio guy, still does excellent voice work. Again, Josh Wheeler checking in. Adam, are people still sick of Target? Yeah, I love how you just crystallized why people were sick
of
Target.
Did you see the Wall Street Journal today?
Yeah. I also saw Best Buy's numbers, too, where they estimated 8 trillion people were going to be there, and it was only 7.9 trillion. I think
meet Minneapolis.
I think we're going to be okay. Are you done with Target yourself? Is that what you're saying?
No, I just said I think people are sick of Target. And Jason DeRusha called me out. He said, give me a break. The foot traffic is same in the stores, but it's just
he's right. No one is sick of Target. Harrigan, Target is packed 24/7. People are obsessed with Target.
They just don't obsess over buying the things anymore.
They had a low minor blip. You guys going to invest a lot of money in short Target? Because I'm willing to take your cash. Are you calling for the hometown company to go belly up? Is that what I'm hearing on WCC
Radio?
That's
what people were accusing me of.
Yeah. How long have you hated Minnesota? Why don't you go back to Ottumwa and one of these other bottom feeder places you used to live? You know, we're done with it. In fact, Dave, this is the final Ask Adam.
Yes.
Once he took on Target, that's it. We're done with him. Happy Thanksgiving.
You as well, sir.
Time to get a complimentary
you off tomorrow?
Inspection. No, I'm here.
Oh.
I believe in America. How about you?
I'm here.
Good. I'll say happy Thanksgiving to you again then. Your Landis Construction Time Check. Get that free installation. Labor on GAF asphalt shingles.